702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, time now for What's Gone Viral with Kabazela. Do apologize for that break in sound. A very good morning to you, Kabazela. Happy Friday.
Good morning to you, Pele. Say it with me as usual on Friday, my buddy. Always
good on a Friday. It is a Friday. I mean, the first story we have got has to be one of the most hysterically funny things I have seen in a very, very long time. And the reason for that, of course, is that it is so true. It is so. I've got my own example, but let me not steal your thunder. Go ahead and explain it.
So, I mean, technology and the old folk, and the old folk, I mean, as our parents, right? They struggle sometimes with let's say the cell phone, perhaps, but maybe some people have got quite savvy on the cell phone because they use it so much. But then it comes to the smart TV. And the smart TV has all these different apps for Disney, for Netflix, for Amazon Prime, and for DStv. And to navigate that can be quite a little bit confusing and daunting. So there's this video that's gone viral of this youngster. And he keeps getting called by his mother to, you know, come and help me navigate the TV. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know how to switch on Netflix. So he almost gets it. He gets in front of the TV, almost like a college professor, and he explains to her of what she should do. So there she is. She's sitting on the couch with the remote in hand, and the daughter is sitting next to her, and she's filming this incident. And the son is explaining, okay, so you push down on the remote and you see this little square that will activate this app. And then you push enter and boom, boom, boom. And it all starts to, you know, make sense. But he does it in such a beautiful way that's, you know, very patient, very calm, and just really, really simple for the mother to understand.
I want our listeners to have a listen to how
Do we have the audio?
Yeah, we do. Okay, good. How patiently he explains this. Have a listen.
Two by.
Perfect. Now, all of these squares are their own individual apps. Hulu is its own app. Prime Video is its own app. Disney is its own app. They have nothing to do with each other, but they are all apps. We have Prime Video, and we also have Netflix. So I want you to go down and find Netflix now.
Okay. Find it.
There it is, there.
Okay. So see this square right here? This is what's controlling the TV.
Oh, so I have to put that down on Netflix.
So go down. Yep, go down.
And then boom. Push OK.
Then you're on Netflix. Click on it.
Put OK.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. You're in Netflix.
Yay. Okay.
So I know exactly what this feels like, Kabazela, right?
Yeah.
Because so my mother, who now lives with me, and she's in her mid-80s, so that's the context. So she's got DStv in her room, and she's able to, you know, maneuver the remote, which is great. But now she also likes watching YouTube videos off her cell phone. So I thought, oh, be a good son. Why don't you get her a streaming box so that she can then watch it on her television, right?
Yes, yes.
But the effort of moving her from changing the connection from the TV remote, right? So in other words, going from the DStv remote to the streaming box remote using the TV, it's so much work.
So complicated. I know.
No
exactly
pressure. No, but you didn't tell me. So I'm not nearly as patient as this fellow is.
No.
But I think we can have some fun with this on a Friday. Things that older folks in your life, and maybe you're the older folk, right? Because I still need help. I already need help from my 13-year-old sometimes to navigate things on my phone. But I want to know from you, what tech do your parents struggle with the most, right? Things that you have to over and over explain as patiently and as slowly as you can to get them to get right. And if you are that parent, don't be embarrassed. Why don't you call us and let us know? It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Of course, I want your stories of explaining complicated tech simple enough to you, but your older folks, it's a whole lot of work, right? What's gone viral? We're talking, of course, just the simple example, Mutewa Khwaripe, of being able to move your older parent from watching, say, DSTV to a streaming service. They need three remotes. They've got to put down the decoder remote. Then they've got to use the TV remote to get to the streaming service. Then they've got to pick up the streaming service. It's so much.
It's a lot.
Do you have funny stories around that?
Morning, Bongani and team. My mom, she can't handle the smartphones. Whenever we call her, she doesn't answer. She doesn't know how to answer the call. But when we get home and ask her, why didn't you answer the phone? You keep on saying, hey, this phone is playing music the whole hour, each and every hour. Because my sister set the ringtone of a song or some sort. Thanks, Lawrence in City Deep.
Lawrence in City Deep.
Hey, Bongani. The first time I had to show my mother how to use a mouse, I let her hold the mouse in her hand and get used to it and everything like that. And then I pointed at something on the screen and I said, double click over here. She then lifted up the mouse and tapped it on the screen twice. And then I knew it was going to be a very, very long day.
Bongani, it's Bongani from Johannesburg. Years ago when my dad got his first cell phone and I explained to him that he can only watch videos when he was on Wi-Fi, he asked me what was Wi-Fi, and I told him that Wi-Fi is almost like the air that you breathe. You can't see it, but when you don't have it, then you want to die.
Pretty much, yeah.
I remember, shame. Oh, she's going to kill me for this. I remember, this was in the 90s, to be fair. This was a long time ago, so it's not recent. When the internet first came, I'm going to say it in Xhosa and then try and translate it. My mother said to us once, "Yeah, bantwana, mam.
Oh no.
What is this, my children? Please tell me, what is this? We cosa. Reading www.co.za in isiXhosa. Shame, man. Shame, man. Carl, you're in Pretoria. SA Tourism Hello? Saying whoever leaked this document must be isolated. Your thoughts?
What I think is that now this guy has given us a clear reason why whistleblowers are not protected in South Africa, because some government officials perceive them as being un-South African. So the world, whole world now knows that to be dishonest is South African. To be honest is un-South African.
Carl in Pretoria says this now indicates to the world what a dishonest nation we are. Listen, we've got to be careful that we don't own these stories, right? These are individuals within these entities. Yes, the system protects them, but I don't think this is a reflection of who ordinary South Africans are, right? I think ordinary South Africans are the Martha Ngoyes of this world, right? The Matapelo Mores of this world, the Professor Sakela Buhlungus of this world. Those are ordinary South Africans. So I take your point, Carl, in terms of what it means reputationally for the country, but I also want to insist this is not who we are. Mutewa, tech and older folks,
so
you've got a story?
My dad was like, no, I want to get on Facebook. My friends are also on Facebook. I'm like, no, don't get on Facebook. He's like, so he talks me into it. I'm like, okay. It's like, so what is this Facebook? I'm like, it's having a photo album and putting it online and people close to you can see it. It's like, okay, I'm sold on the idea. We create an account. He posts the first pictures. He's excited.
Yeah.
But then every now and then he's inviting me with a new account because he thinks he needs to create a new photo album.
Every time he needs
every
to
Every time
post.
He's got pictures.
Oh
pops.
Oh, man.
Oh, pops.
Oh, pops. Oh, my daughter.
Ah, Bongani. Now my mom would not even ask me for anything because of the level of impatience that I have. Because the only thing that I tell her is like, Mara, you can read. So read what it's saying. And then instead of answering it by mouth, just press. Okay, press this. So my mom would like rather just sit and suffer and then wait for either my brother, my sister, or my nephews to ask them for help, because I do not, like, I'm always just on some read. What does it say? So answer it. press okay. Tell it what to do. Yeah. Well, this is Ipilin. Thank you.
Listen, we laugh about this now. Wait till technology catches up with us, my friends.
Yeah.
Eh? Wait till we are in our 50s and there are flying little drones. Emojis and drones and things all around us. George.
Hey, Bongs. Hey, I won't mention my name for obvious reasons. Hey, but then I remember when my mom first got into WhatsApp, when she started using WhatsApp. I don't know who told her about LOL. But whenever she communicates, she'll say, good morning, lol. How is your day, lol? How are you doing, lol? And my little sister will forward me the messages. Ari, hey, I'm chilling with lol here.
Oh, I can't. I actually...